This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is going around, so let's address it right now. I am not familiar with why this is a controversy, but Angelo and Franklin Square, I guess you want to address a Jet season ticket holder controversy, which I'm a new Jet season ticket holder, so I'm not aware of it yet. But what's going on, Angelo?
I do. Yeah. How are you guys? I wanted to pick your brain, Evan, because this is my first year being a season ticket holder as well. Me and my buddy jumped on, you know, whatever. So I get this email saying I'm receiving a package in the mail from the Jets of over a pound. I'm like, what could this be? So get the mail today, open the package up, and mind you, I think the Jets might have spent about $8.95 with shipping on this. But again, season tickets are expensive, so I open this thing up, and I get a Jets yearbook, which is like ripped up. It looked like a wild animal ripped this entire yearbook up.
What?
So I get a
But the package wasn't ripped up.
The package was not ripped up, no. The yearbook is ripped. I get four coupons for a credit card, a watch, a Jet watch. I get wine glasses. Listen, you have to pay for the wine glass. You get a free corkscrew. And to dress like C.J. Mosley off-duty, like a coupon for this. The thing is, it kind of ticks me off a little bit because, listen, the Jets haven't won the Super Bowl since, I don't know, might have been like Nixon was president or Lyndon B. Johnson. I don't even know.
It was Nixon. Yeah,
it was Nixon. And we all know what we go through every single year.
Actually, technically, it was LBJ because it was before he got inaugurated. Yeah. I'm sorry, continue on. I apologize.
No. It's just, you know, all that we've been through, and I'm shocked they saw our fans considering that, you know, what happened last year. And, you know, we're psychopaths, Jets fans. We're always here. And you would think, as a, you know, with ticket prices up, with going to the game spending more money than what the ticket's worth, you would think they would reward you. They want to incentivize their fans to come and be season ticket holders. I have a buddy, he's a New England season ticket holder. There's a wait list. There's a thousand people on the wait list. So, like, something like this is kind of like, it ticks me off. You know, I'm spending a lot of money going to the game. They give me a ripped up yearbook. It looks like my high school yearbook from 20 years ago. It's like, it's just like...
I understand where you're coming from because I think that when you were new season tickets, or in this case, purchase season tickets, those benefits are nice. They make you feel good. You know, when you get a nice, pretty box, it makes you feel positive. And I think if you see what the Giants sent to their season ticket holders, you will be very depressed. Because the New York Giants sent, in my estimation, and I am a season ticket holder now of many teams, the greatest season ticket gift ever sent out.
What did they send? Because I don't know.
They sent out replica championship rings from their Super Bowls, and it was displayed in a very nice and fancy way.
Wow.
The presentation of it was very, very pretty. And as you know, you see it in my office, I love those replica ring giveaways. I actually have a few Met ones that are just on my desk. I think they're awesome. So if you're comparing it to what the Giants did, yes, the Jets fall short. But what I would ask you is this, and this is not a defense of the New York Jets. This is just a reminder. And I say this as a Met season ticket holder, as a Net season ticket holder, and even as a Knicks season ticket holder, why did you get the tickets?
You did it.
But why did you get the tickets?
Why did you get the tickets?
To see the team play.
Yeah.
You didn't get the tickets.
All the other stuff shouldn't matter.
Right. Like, I'm not defending them because you're right. The gift should be better. Like, I agree with you. When the Mets sent something that wasn't as good as a year earlier, I would say, hey, that kind of stinks. But at the end of the day, I'm a Mets season ticket holder to see the Mets. I'm a new Jets season ticket holder to see the Jets. So I understand not loving it. I understand saying, hey, you should do better. But I can't imagine anybody gets season tickets or renews their season tickets for a gift.
The Jets really can't send a bunch of Super Bowl rings, though, to be fair.
Did I set you up for that?
And also, coupons? What is this, like the Sunday newspaper? Can you do a little better than that, though? I know what you're saying. You're getting the tickets. But when the other team in town does something so, like, great and classy, and you follow up with, you know, ripped up yearbook and coupons. But
it's not a great gift.
You look second rate, like little brother.
I just found it on X. This is cool. What the Giants did, you're right, Ev.
No, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
And by the way, it does. The reason why it matters and the reason I bring it up is because you compare. We all do. Mm-hmm. We all compare each other. So if you have a friend who's a Giant fan and they say, oh man, you're not going to believe it. I got these Super Bowl rings. It's amazing. And then you're like, oh yeah, I got a yearbook and some ripped up coupons. You feel very small. So it's not a great gift. But what I would remind you is, why did you get the tickets to begin with? You got them to see your team. And at the end of the day, you want to throw shrapnel at me, I'll throw shrapnel at you. You could take your pretty rings. When you're 4-13, what does it mean? If the Jets are 12-5 and they're hosting a playoff game, you win. And that's not a prediction. That's a spoiler. No, that's not a prediction. That's more, that's why you got the tickets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't get it for the gift. You got it because you love your team and you want to see them play.
But I
got
to tell you, all the Giants season ticket holders, they are really appreciating this gift.
No, it's a great gift.
It is a great gift.
They've been in the abyss for 55 freaking years.
It's a fantastic gift. And I have now seen a few people very upset about the fact that they did not like the gift they got. A lot of Jet fans are not happy about this.
You hate the Jets.
Look, it's not a great gift. I'm looking at a picture of it now. Yeah, coupons. You know, can I tell you what?
So what are you going to get, a toaster oven?
But it is such a contrast to the Giants because they have this beautiful box.
That's the problem.
Box, and there's like another box inside that has four rings, and there's a commemorative ticket.
Yeah.
And there's a note that's signed by John Mara and Steve Tisch. Basically, you know, I'm paraphrasing just parts of this. Your unwavering support of our franchise has motivated us, sustained us, and encouraged us to strive for greatness every year. If you're a season ticket holder, you get this, you're like...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They got it for life.
Okay, but can I counter with this? So 2 years ago, the New York Mets sent this box.
Yes.
I had this very pretty box that like commemorated the history of the franchise. It had sound. It had video. It was unbelievable, and it was really, really nice. Okay?
Yep.
This year, the Mets didn't send anything. A true story. They didn't send anything. But they sent you an email that said, hey, look, here's your gift. You can pick one up to four events that you could take your family to. One of the events was a Mr. Met tea party, which I took my youngest son to. Another event was come and watch fireworks on the field, which I'm going to take my kids to in a few weeks.
Oh, that's cool.
Another event was having like a cocktail party before a Met game. Okay, pretty cool events, right?
But these are experiences.
So they're
unique. It's not something that you stick on yourself. It's something that you go and you have a memory around.
Now, would you agree that that list of experiences are probably better than a box that plays video?
Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah. Before
but it's
I,
not better than a box of commemorative championship rings.
No, those are awesome, bro. But wouldn't it, I don't know what the coupons are. Like, the guy said I got coupons. What if one of the coupons is a chance to, like, flip the coin up before a Jet game? I don't know.
But who uses coupons? No, so it's a coupon for something to do with the Jet?
I don't know. He's dismissing it as it's coupons. Like, maybe it's 75% off Jet paraphernalia. That's pretty good if I can get a jersey for $22.
Who uses coupons? 80-year-old women? Mm. I mean, and you got a magnet, too? Teak. Hold on, wait a second.
You're looking too into the coupon thing. What if it's something cool, though?
So let's say it is something cool. All right, so the Giants and Jets, whether you like it or not, are brothers. Mm-hmm. Teak. If Rondé proposed to his wife and he had this great proposal and Tracy found out about it and you had like a really bad one, wouldn't you have upped your game a little bit? Shouldn't the Jets be like, we have to level up to the Giants
at some
point? And
by the way, the Giants did this a while ago.
Right. So they should know about it.
They did this in like May.
Okay. Now, I don't know what these coupons are.
Absolutely, Loogie. Absolutely.
Okay, but let me counter this. I haven't gotten the coupons yet, okay? I just signed up as a Jet season ticket holder. I've got nothing. What if one of the coupons says, don't even know if this is true, before the game, you could hang out on the field and get some autographs. Yeah. Is that better than your stupid rings the Giants sent you?
Probably not, but...
Oh, come on!
I mean, hanging on
you don't think that experience is better?
Hanging out on the field is cool, but... Like, what do you actually get to do? Your vantage points is different. Now, if the guys actually come over and sign some autographs and take some pictures, maybe that's a great experience. But it depends on, you're right, it depends on the coupons. I won't discount them.
I need to know what's on the coupons. If it's 10% off the team store, I agree. That's pathetic.
Mm-hmm. One of the coupons that I did a search on X, one of them appears to be dressed like CJ Mosley.
Oh, what? My God.
So I'm assuming it's a 25% off of whatever clothing brand he's... Oh. That seems to be what it is.
That's lame. I agree.
Dressed like C.J. Mosley.
Mm. Yeah, a discount on a C.J. Mosley, you know, costume is not doing
it. You know what?
Me.
I'm actually looking at it, too. One of the coupons is to ride a camel in Egypt with Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, I'd be badass. Like, if that was one of them, that's a... Now, is the flight included in the coupon?
That's better than the Super Bowl rings. I get to go to Egypt with Aaron Rodgers?
But that's my point. Like... I got to ask my wife if I had this mailed to me yet, because I need to see what's in it.
I'm not sure you want to go to that part of the world right now.
No, I couldn't pay me enough to go to that part of the world. But I am saying, like, if it's an experience, like I brought up the Met experiences, and you were even like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's it.
But right now, but it's not like, it doesn't sound like that's what it is.
Yeah, it sounds like it's 10% off
the merchandise.
Jim in West Caldwell. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder for the Jets for 34 years. And the only thing that I got was the book, a magnet, and that was it this year.
Oh, jeez, that's terrible.
Wow.
A magnet.
Now,
Jim, that's your fault. That's your fault because you've been around for so long. They're like, yeah, he's going to be here forever.
there was one other thing. They give you the paper tags to hang in for the parking. You could do that on your phone, or you could do it. And that was in there, too. But in the past, they used to send you a box. They used to send you lots of coupons for different things. So to your point, I think that the longer you're there, the less you get.
And by the way, that is a disgrace.
I hope not.
No, I think he's right because I do believe that when a team is trying to get you to join them, like the Jets tried to get me, right? Uh-huh. I had a few conversations. They were very nice, but they're trying to recruit me. I'm thinking about being a Jet season ticket holder. They're probably going to offer me more than someone that's been there for a while.
Great point.
And trust me, I know the under end of things.
But shouldn't they
are the Nets offering me? What are the Mets offering me? They just know, hey, just roll back the bill up and they're going to come back. They don't need to entice me to come back.
Yeah.
So sometimes you get less appreciated. You know what that's similar to?
What's that?
How we treat our wives and how we treat the girl or the woman that you're dating for the first time. Like, think back. We take it for granted. Mm. Is it not the same thing?
No.
Maybe not you. You're an amazing husband.
No.
Think about Loogie. Loogie's the best example.
I get told what I'm gifting my wife.
I think Loogie, in this case, is the best example.
Yes.
Think about what you would do for your wife when she was... your girlfriend, when you were courting her, as they say.
Yeah.
And think about your conversations now. You treated her 50,000 times better then than you do now.
No.
Tell me if I'm telling lies.
You are 100% accurate. The hungrier you are as a wolf climbing the hill, you're going to be more, like I said, you're going to be more into it. So when you're courting her, you're going to be, you know, Prince Charming, yada, yada. And then when you marry, you're like, well, forget it. Fetch me a beer.
Yeah.
That's the Jets.
You got to schedule sex.
Loogie!
Yes. That's the Jets right now. And basically, every team in this town. Why do we need to do anything? We already have you. That's the world we live in. Jimmy in Sayville. Jimmy.
Yeah, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
So,
Hickey, big fan over the years.
Thank you, man.
But I wasn't a season ticket holder for the Jets for 30 years. And every year their gifts got worse and worse. Mm-hmm. It's all about the money, man. They will give you a little pixie football just to have you pay $40,000 for tickets every year.
Here's what I want to know, because the Giants are being put over in a major way, and it's making me feel uncomfortable. It's almost like we have to rip the Giants.
But,
so,
it is not a ripping of the Giants, because I don't know what the Giants used to do.
Well, that's the key question, T.
It's the 100th anniversary season.
What did the Giants...
That's such a big deal.
It's a great gift, by the way. I think it's one of the best season ticket gifts ever, so I'm not ripping them for that. Mm-hmm. But here's what I want to know. What did the Giants usually give?
I do not know.
So Giants season ticket holder, let me know, because that's the... If they give you crap normally, but for year 100, everything's fancy. It's like, oh, we'll give this to you for your 50th birthday, but when you're 49, here's a piece of coal. That's what I'm curious about.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.